כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
Last week we discussed quite a complicated sugya, the sugya of umdene. This sugya will be somewhat more poshut, more simple, but nevertheless fascinating sugya that many rishonim and achronim dealt with. Im lo vangarti, Rashi brings, im lo vangarti v'taryag mitzvah shumarti. So obviously, Yaakov was mekayim all the taryag mitzvahs. It is not only Avraham Avinu that Chazal say twice in Shas Yom Chof Ches and Sof Kedushin, Kiyem Avraham Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula Ad Shelaini. No, it is Yaakov as well. But then everyone asks, how did Yaakov marry two sisters? Shtei Achiyos is an Erva, Chayev Koreis. And today we will discuss seven different interpretations and approaches from the Rishonim till later Achronim. Starting off with the Ramban. Ramban Pashas Toldo, he says, the Oves performed the mitzvahs in their details in a practical way only when they came into Eretz Yisrael. As long as they were in Chutz La'aretz, they were oisek betamei ha-mitzvahs v'soidois ha-toira. But they did not perform the mitzvahs the way we are to do after Matan Torah. Then Ramban is somewhat of a mystery. Why would there be a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? We'll get to that later. But the Kedushas Levi in Parshas Lech Lecha quotes this approach in the name of the Rashba. And we'll soon discuss the Rashba. And the Kedushas Levi has his own Derech Al Pi Chasidus to explain that the way Avraham Avinu was aware of the mitzvahs is just because every one of a person's organs and limbs, Eivrei Odom, Reish Mem Ches, are keneged mitzvahs. So when you sanctify your Eivrei Maliadea mitzvahs, it is the way you know and understand the mitzvahs. So before they came into Eretz Yisrael and they were missing so many mitzvahs at Luyas Varetz, they couldn't possibly be aware of all the mitzvahs. Anyway, that's the approach of the Ramban. And the Ramban says that is why Rochel needed to die before Yaakov comes into Eretz Yisrael. Tshuva Sar Ashbu, Cherek Aleph, Simen, Tzadik Dalet, was asked this very same question. Yaakov Avinu is Mekayim the Mitzvahs, how does he marry two sisters? And the Rashba responds in a very concealed way. Megala tefach umachasa mea tvochim. Hakol toli bizman v'mokem ubekeilim. It all depends on time, space, and objects. Not all times are similar. There is Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yemei Chol. Not all places have the same level of kedusha. There's Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz. V'lav kol hakeilim shovim. What is the difference between an apple, a pear, an orange, and an esreg and a lulav? These are mitzvahs and these are not. What does it have to do with Yaakov Avinu? The Radbaz was asked this question, Chelek Beis Tofresh Tzadik Vav. And the Radbaz, first of all, is annoyed by the person that asked him this question. And the Radbaz says, why would you expect me to explain where the Rashba didn't want to explain? If the Rashba would want you to know, he would explain it to you. And if he didn't, then obviously you don't need to know. If he would be smart enough, you would understand what the Rashba is talking about. But the Radbaz does give somewhat of an explanation, maybe even more complicated than what the Rashba says. And the Radbaz says, Shtei achiyos is sharvita shel melech, v'loi kol odem rasha'i l'shtemesh v'sharvita shel melech. The Oves lefnei matan Torah could do so. So that's the Rashba. We'll come back to the Rashba after we have a few more stops in today's shiur. The Radbaz himself says, based on the Gemara in Yevamos, B'nei Noach don't have kirvas av, only kirvas em. Rochel v'Lea were sisters from the same father, they were not from the same mother. That's an interesting chiddush. We have no source in Chazal to substantiate that chiddush, that Rochel and Leah were not from the same mother. The Maral and Gur Ari, as well as the Mishnah Melech and Proshas Drochem, say that Rochel and Leah converted to Yiddishkeit. Gershon is Gaike Kotten Shenoilad, and therefore they know were no longer considered sisters. But that touches upon a major discussion. Is Geirus relevant lefnei Matan Torah? So the Proshas Drochem has a major discussion, and most of the Sefer is dedicated to the question, what was the din of the Ovis lefnei Matan Torah? Din Yisora, din Benoyach. If they had a din Yisora, then Geirus would be relevant. If they have a din of Benoyach, Rochel Valeah can't be more Jewish than Yankov and Avraham and Yitzchak. So that is another approach. Moving forward, I want to discuss the Nefesh HaChaim, and this is extremely fundamental. Nefesh HaChaim Shal Aleph Perek Chof Aleph has a new interpretation about Kiyom HaMitzvos Al Yedei Avoseinu HaKdoshim Lefnei Matan Torah. And I touched upon this question many times, but now we will elaborate a little bit more. There are two fundamental approaches. How do we understand Kiyom Avraham Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula Ad Sheraneinu Afilu Eruv Tavshilin? So did Avraham Avinu have a Mishnah Brura? Was he booking in the Bialoch and the Shara Tzion and Simen Tav Kuf Chav Zayin? And in Erev Tavshilin, did he act according to the Magen Avraham or according to the Taz? Do Chazal actually mean that the Ovis performed all the Taryag Mitzvahs Lefi Orachayim Yoredeya Even Ezach Ushem Mishpot, all the Piskei Alocha of the Igeres Moshe and the Minchas Yitzchok Ereb Shomer Zalman? The Nefesh HaChaim says no. The way the Ovis performed the Mitzvahs was not similar at all to the way we are to perform Mitzvahs. Before Matan Torah was all personal. Every one of them lefi shoyrish nishmosoi lefi ruach kodshoi. They knew what the result of mitzvahs are, and they directly kol echod bidarkoi mishaloi were metaken tikunim and meyached yichudim, as if they were mekayim the mitzvahs before. That is the Nefesh HaChaim. Seems to be a new novel approach, but we find it in the Ora Chaim as well in Parshas Vayechi. And I think that is a very fundamental approach. Nefesh HaChaim, Ora Chaim, number 3, Oyhev Yisrael, Parshas Bereishis. Oyhev Yisrael was one of the greatest Talmidim, disciples of Rebbe Melech Mleshensk. So I quoted three Gedolim that represent the three major branches of Yiddishkeit. The Nefesh HaChaim, Gdol Talmidei HaGra, Oyv Yisrael Talmud Shel Rebbe Melech Mleshensk, and the Or HaChaim, who was the king of Sephardi Jewry in the days of the Baal Shem Tov. And their approach is, the Ovis HaKdoshim Kimu Kol HaTorah Kula Ad Sheraneinu Biderech Min HaDrochim. And when they were Masik Beruach Chodesh, what they had to do, it is what they did. A few weeks ago, we had a shir about Avera Lashman. I quoted the Keser Rosh, Rav Chaim Avaloshin. Rav Chaim Avaloshin says, Lifnei Matan Torah, there's a concept of Avera Lashma, but not Lacha Matan Torah. And I think Rav Chaim Avaloshin is Shitosoi. Lifnei Matan Torah was all personal. We know that when a person does a mitzvah, he creates a Malach Toiv. When he does an Avera, he gives birth to a Malach Ra, to Malach Echabonam. We know that Mitzvahs and Masim Tovim that we do, Zel Uma, Zel Averas, have an effect on Oyla Miselyoinim, so the others could reach out directly to those Oylamis, to be Metaken, to be Miyached. The Oyvisol quotes the Zoya, the Yankov Avinu was Makai, Mitzvahs Tvilin Alidei HaMaklois, that we learned in last week's Parsha. The Maklis Yankov Avinu puts before the Tzoyin. What does that have to do with Tfilin? Bederech Men Adrochem. That is far beyond the realm of our understanding. Obviously it has to do with Tfilin. So the Zoya supports this approach. Dazakenim and Bali Toises of Shtei Achios. Bali Toises and Dazakenim say, Kisharotsu ayu makayimim, Kisharotsu ayu menichim. What does Rotsu mean? When they were tired, when they had cheshik, when they were up to it? No. When they needed, they were makayim, and when it needed to be, they were menichim. Because the way they served the Kodesh Baruch Hu was different than the way we do La'acha Matan Torah. La'acha Shenit Torah Yisrael. There is only one way to connect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There are no sideways. It is only Tanyag Mitzvahs V'Divrei Soifrim. Before Matan Torah, it was different. Before Matan Torah, there were 1,000 ways to connect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And each of the giants of yore was Makayim Mitzvah B'Derech Mishelo. I think it's Muchach in Rambam. In Igros and Rambam, there's a letter to Reb Chasdai. And the Rambam explains that all the mitzvahs have one goal, to bring the human being, the Yid, to perfection. To perfection in two different realms, Malas Amidus and Malas Asichlios, intellectual Dveikus and passionate, emotional Dveikus, your midas and your mind, your heart and your mind. That is what a Kodesh Baruch wants. And the entire Torah is to bring you to Shleimus. And the Rambam proves that. Sharayu Oviz v'noyach v'odem arishin lo kiemu et ha-Torah klal v'nochalu gan Eden. Meila odem v'noyach. How could the Rambam say ha-ovois lo kiemu et ha-Torah klal when Chazal say kiem avrom avinu Torah kol ha-Torah kulat sh'reinitno? Must be like the Nefesh HaChaim and the Or HaChaim and the Ohev Yisrael. Lo kiemu et ha-Torah klal b'derech that we are mekayim the Torah. And the Rambam Perek Tes Hilchas Melochim, when the Rambam speaks about Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, the Rambam starts the Perek Shesh Mitzvahs Netzav Odom HaRishon, Noach had another one, Avrom Netzav El Amilo. And the Rambam writes Avrom is Palal Shachris, Yitzchok Yifrish Maiso, Yankov is Palal Arves. These are not mitzvahs shel Bnei Noach. And the lesson of the Rambam is Avrom is Palal, Yankov is Palal, Yitzchok Yifrish Maiso. But didn't they do everything? Didn't Avrom daven Minchan Marav as well? And didn't Yankov daven Shachris and Minchan as well? Why is that thus an Eruv Tavshilin? Yitzchok Yifrish Maiso. How about all the other mitzvahs? Rambam Rishitosa from that letter. No. They weren't Mekayim the mitzvahs the way we do. They were Mekayim mitzvahs v'derech min adrochem lefi ruach kodshem v'shoyrish nishmosa. And now I come back to the Rashbo. La'aniyaz da'iti, the Rashbo reflects all these different approaches that I mentioned. Hakal talui bizmanu b'mokem uvekeilim. Bizman. Even li'achama in Torah. Lav kol hazmanim shovim. Kiddush Shabbos, Kiddush Yom Tov, we have Yomei Chol. Ein ledamos lifnei matan Torah liyachah matan Torah. It's a different zman. It's a different time. Liyachah matan Torah, there was one system. Lifnei matan Torah, there was another system. And in the system of lifnei matan Torah, there is an aveira lishma. And that is why Yankov took shtei achiyos. Hakal terui b'makayim. The Rambam indicates the shit of the Ramban, who was the Rashba's great Rebbe. The Ramban defines and differentiates between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. That is what the Rashba means. Hakol talui b'makom, lav kol ha'makom mishovam, v'hakol talui b'keilim. Objects. Or HaChaim already comments, Yaakov was a Novi. And a Novi knows from HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he has to do. And Yaakov Avinu knows that his duty, his mission, his destiny, is to bring to the world you, the Beis Shevatim, that form the fundament and the basis of Klal Yisrael. And he also knows there is no other way to bring about the Yud Beis Shevatim only by Rochel and by Leah, and no others. And that is what the Rashba means, Hakol Talui Bekeilim, Bezman, Bamokem, or Bekeilim, Kach Nera La'anius Daiti. Number 7 is a Gewaldige Chiddush of the Maral and Gurari, and the Maral says the Oves HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makayim only Mitzvah Saseh and not the Lavim. I don't know how it fits in with Rashi. Taryag mitzvah shamarti, obviously, is the, it does not. But Rashi is midrashi agoda. I think what the Maral is troubled by is not the Rashi, but the Gemara. Avraham Avinu kiyem kol haTorah kula shelo. And the Maral assumes Yitzchak and Yaakov would be no different than Avraham. So the Maral says kol haTorah kula only means mitzvah sasei, and therefore Yaakov wasn't makbed on shtei achiyos. Why would there be a difference between mitzvah sasei and mitzvah lo taaseh? So the Maral is not very clear, and he says, Mishalon etztav avoisa is rewarded for a mitzvah sasei, but not for a lav. And therefore, why would they do the lav and there is no award for a lav? And why not? And why would they only do what would be rewarded? Let me share my approach. And maybe that is what the Maral means, maybe. The Ramban in Parshas Yisrael says all the mitzvahs I say are based on midas ha'ahava, while the lotas are derived from midas ha'yiro, and that is why asay doche loises ki gedoyle malas o ahava memalas ha'yiro, and because all the mitzvahs I say reflect ahava, while the lav and our manifestation of yiro, that is why ahava overrides yiro and eser decholoises. Let me explain the Ramban. When you love a person, you go out of a way to make him happy, to make him joyful. When a son loves his father, he reaches out to his father, Abba, could I make a coffee? Would you prefer tea? Do you want to eat something? Should I go to the shop and get you something? Do you want me to take off your shoes? How could I help you? How could I make you happy? But when you're afraid of someone, you keep a distance. You just don't want to cross, you know, you don't want to aggravate him. You don't want to make him angry. You try to stay away. So mitzvahs say about ahava. We want to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy. That is kum va'asei. The laven is, we don't want to make him angry. We don't want to break his rules. We don't want to be on the wrong side. Those are the laven. So you can't break rules before there are rules. You can't break the law if there is no law. And that is why the obvious word mekayim lo ta'asa, but they went out of the way to be Mekayim the mitzvahs to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy. So many Achroinim have a kasha on the Ramban. From the Gemara in Yevamah Zav Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Eser Decholei says it's a chidush. Because lo ta'aseh chamur me'eser, contrary to what the Ramban says, that the eser is greater than the lo ta'aseh. Many ask this question, at the Ki Vega on the spot, Yevamah Zayin, and that Gemara says, Ayin Ramban. But to me, it's not a kasha at all. Not only it's not a kasha, the Ramban and the Gemara are the same, two sides of the same coin. Anybody familiar with Gilyon HaShas of Rabbi Ki Vega knows when Rabbi Ki Vega means a kasha, he writes either Tzorachion or Hashem Yor Einai. That's an expression that is very common in Rabbi Ki Vega. But in this case, he quotes the Ramban. He doesn't write Tzorachin. He doesn't write Hashem Yoreinai. So I'm convinced he doesn't mean a kasha at all. He means, look in the Ramban and you will understand the Gemara. So let me explain. A person that achieves ahava is greater than a person that only has yiro. But a person lacking yiro is worse than a person that only lacks ahava. Yiro is the fundament. Yet is the first floor. Ahava is the second floor. So the one that has a two-story house is better off than the one that only has one floor. But a person lacking the first floor is in a worse situation than a person that has the first floor. He's just lacking the second floor. Ahava is always the second floor and Yet is the first. So mitzad asvara, we definitely would say, ein asei doche lo ta'aseh. It is better to forgo the mitzvah asei than to violate a lo ta'aseh. we're better off when we didn't make HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy, but we didn't make him angry. So if not the Torah is Mechadosh Asei Doi Chaloisa, so we definitely would say it is better to forget about the performing the mitzvahs to say what is more important is not to violate the lotas. The Ramban comes to explain why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it differently. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm a vater on the loises. I want you to be mekayim the mitzvahs to say. Because Rachmona Liba Boy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our devotion. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, no. In this case, there is no lo ta'asa, because I want you to be mekayim the mitzvahs to say. So the Ramban and the Gemara are actually two sides of the same coin, and they're not a contradiction at all. So the Maral says that the of us were mekayim only mitzvahs asay, not mitzvahs loises, and therefore there is no kasha from Shtei Achiris. And according to the Ramban, in my edition and explanation to the Ramban, I have a wonderful teretz on a kasha of Toises, and the Gemara in Chulin proves that Bnei Noach HaMetzuva BeGidonosha, based on the Gemara, when Yosef invites his brothers to a meal, he knows who they are. He doesn't want them to know who he is, so he tells his Mishois, Utvoyach Tevach Vohochen, Pralehem Beis Hashchito, Betul Gidonosha Befneihem. He tells his servants, these are Jews. Show them that the animal was slaughtered kihalacha, and also nikur gid hanosha. So the Gemara says, Bnei Noach Metzuvah gid hanosha. Tosfos asks, but nobody says Bnei Noach Metzuvah on Shechita. And Yosef said, Utvoyach tevach vahochen. Shechita and gid hanosha. And I say, Shechita is a mitzvah to say. The mitzvah is saying, the Ovis were Mekayim at Shaloinit, no. So the fact that Yosef says, these people are Jewish, their Makbed and Shechita doesn't prove them it's Chuyev B'Shechita. Because mitzvah is saying, Avraham Avinu and all his descendants were Mekayim at Shaloinit, no. Gidonosh is alive. They were not Mekayim the Lavin. And if Yosef says, Tul Gidonosh Mefneim, that proves that so these are the fundamental approaches regarding the question of Yankev Ishtei Achios. Let me just share a thought about the story in this week's parasha. Vayaovek ish imoy, vayavosi Yankev levadoi, vayaovek ish imoy, adaloi sushacha, vayakala yocholoi, vayiga bekaf yerechoi, vayteke chaf yerech Yankev. What was the struggle about? So Chazal say, and it's in Gemara Daf Tzadik Aleph and Chulin, this angel was Sorei Shel Esav. And Midrash Chazal, both Midrash Rabbah and the Zohar, and the Gemara and the Ramban, Ala Torah. It wasn't a struggle between an individual Malach and an individual person. It wasn't that Sorei Shel Esav didn't like Yaakov Avinu as an individual and he wanted to hurt him. It was the climax of a great struggle. A struggle that started off before Yaakov and Esau were even born. And it was with Yaakov and Esau all their life. And it reaches a dramatic climax when Sorei Shel Esav comes to destroy Yaakov. And he didn't want to hurt Yaakov as an individual, but Klal Yisroel. Rotze la'okroi minu oilam, writes the Sefer HaChinuch, the Ramban, the Medrash, Bikish, Lekakeya Bitzosan Shel Yisroel. It was about the future, like everything that transpired with the Avos. Definitely this struggle. So why does an angel need to come down here to fight a mortal, a human being? And last week's past we read about the Cholim, Sura Mitzvah Tzavarosha Magia Shemaimo. An unbelievable interpretation we find in the Gemara and Chulin of Tzadik Aleph. Malachi Elakim Oilem V'Yoridim Boy Oilem V'Mistaklam B'Diyukan Shel Ma'ala Yoridim V'Mistaklam B'Diyukan Shel Mata V'Boy L'Sekunei. The Elohim see the face in the Merkava. In the Kisya Kova there are three faces: Arya, Shor, Nesher, Adam. In Chagigah the Gemara says that Shor and Kruv are interchangeable. Pnei Adam, the Gemara says, Pnei Adam is the face of Yaakov Avinu. The Malach see the face up there on the Kisya Kovet, and that man sleeping between the rocks, same face, they wanted to kill him. They wanted to kill Yaakov, to destroy his face in the Kis Yaakov. And in this week's parsha, V'yovek Yishemoy, Helo Ovok Ad Kis Yaakov, when the Malach sees, V'lo Yochol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with Yaakov Avinu, he cannot destroy him. At least Helo Ovok Ad Kis Yaakov, to cover the face of Yaakov Avinu V'Kis Yaakov. The struggle was about Kis Yaakov. Pnei Yaakov Shiva Merkova guarantees our eternity, because that is Pnei Yaakov V'Kis Yaakov. And Yaakov is Yisrael, and we are Yisrael. Yaakov is us, and we are Yaakov. We are Yisrael. And that is Helo Avakat Kis Yaakov. And when Moshe Rabbeinu generations later comes to take Torah, and the Malachim once again say, why do you give the Torah to mortals? Mali Yelid Isha Beinenu, Tnu Hoyt Chor HaShemayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Echoiz Bekisi V'Hach Zalem Tshuva, show them the Kisi Yaakov, and let them remember. Let them remember Malach Yelakim Moilem V'Yordim Boy, let them remember V'Yovik Ish Yemoy, Helo Ovokat Kisi Yaakov, show them Yaakov is still there in the Kisi Yaakov. And in the merit of Yaakov, you are the people of eternity. Lo yocholoi ve'yiga bekaf yorechoi. Yaakov Avinu wasn't the Kis Yaakov. He wasn't aware of that till the dream. Ochein yesh elokim b'mokam ezeh. Ochein es arye kruv nesher. The other three faces. Vo'anochi arye kruv nesher. The yud is Yaakov lo yudati. That's the struggle. Not about Yaakov and a certain individual angel. It's the struggle of eternity. The struggle that started and the struggle that will reach its culmination only so Sefer HaChinuch, it is the only mitzvah in the entire Sefer HaChinuch which the Sefer HaChinuch writes a tefillah. And I'm going to end today's shiur with that very same tefillah. The Malach fought Yaakov, v'lo yochaloi, but he did cause pain, and Yaakov went away limping. Same with us. Yes, we will bleed, we will be hurt, we will suffer, but let us know with certainty we will prevail. Ukishem shezorcho leishemesh la'av lohoishiyoi men hatzar umen hayisurim kein yizrach lano shimshay shel moshiach tzedkenu lohoishiyenu men hatzar ולגאולנו במהרו ויומנו אמן.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111